This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to visit with Joseph Hall this morning. He's going to be performing at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak here on April 15th in a 7:30 p.m. show. And folks may be familiar with his show. He does a heck of an Elvis show that you'll enjoy. Joseph, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me.
You bet. Hey, take us back to the beginning a little bit. How did you ever get started doing this? What interested you in Elvis Presley?
My biggest influence is my dad. He's a big Elvis fan, so I was sort of exposed to it at a very young age. And then when I turned 21, Dad took me out to Las Vegas, and we seen our first big Elvis show, and I was just hooked at that moment. I thought, man, that guy's having so much fun. I should probably give that a try. Yeah. It was a show called Legends in Concert, and The gentleman that did Elvis that night, oh, man, he was just so good. And I just thought to myself, I thought, man, if this is anything what the real Elvis was like, I got to look it up. So I did. And YouTube was becoming very popular at the time, which is kind of sort of starting. And I went on YouTube and I found so many rare footage of Elvis Presley performing live. And I just fell in love with his charisma, his stage presence, everything. So I just became a huge fan at that moment.
Well, you and a lot of other folks, and not just during that era, you know, there was a very popular movie here recently that was huge in the box office and was a spectacular show. But it seems like there are always, it's hard to turn on TV or go to the movies without periodically seeing something new. I mean, the staying power of Elvis Presley is incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal, really, if you think about it. I mean, it's just crazy how it just keeps evolving.
And you never get tired of it? You keep eating up everything you find?
I certainly do. I really do. I'm really grateful for being able to do what I do, and I absolutely love it. I love Elvis. I love the music, and I love what it does to the fans, and I love being able to pay tribute to him and bring the fans some sort of happiness, you know, I mean, and fun, because that's what it's all about having fun. You know, we're celebrating the music of Elvis, and the fans are having a good time.
Oh, absolutely. You're performing, and the folks that come expect to be entertained. It is all about fun. But, you know, they are looking for something. And I'm wondering how, I mean, you can make yourself look like Elvis. You can make yourself sound like Elvis. You can mimic his actions on stage and things. But just doing those things, does that really get to the essence of what Elvis was? How do you get there?
How do you get to the essence of Elvis? I think it's a state of mind. I really do. I think it's, for me, it's you know, I kind of just transcend myself into what I believe. We all have our own interpretations of Elvis and what we think Elvis should look like or sound like or be. So for myself, when I go on stage, I just try to be the best interpretation of that, you know, and my Elvis taste changes. You know, sometimes I'm in a really 50s Elvis-y mood, or I'm in a, you know, movie Elvis, or I'm a Vegas Elvis mood, or a black leather Elvis mood. So my mood changes on stage too, and the show reflects that. You know, sometimes I don't end up writing the show until the day before because I'm just kind of going off instinct where I'm at. And I think it's a commitment. You know, I think you just got to really sort of commit to whatever it is you're doing and go for it.
Yeah. Well, and Elvis was a performer. He was not a writer. He didn't write any of his own music. He was a prolific performer, and he recorded probably recorded more songs than anyone in recorded history. He was in all kinds of different genres too, not just rock, but he loved the blues, he loved gospel, he loved all kinds of things. How do you choose when you've got such a wide range of music to pick from? How do you choose what to do for a particular show?
Well, you know, first off, when writing the show, I try to get favorites in there. You know, some people, they want to hear Heartbreak Hotel or Hound Dog or Blue State Shoes, Jailhouse Rock. They want to hear those. So I put those in there. And then the fun part for me is when I really sort of get to season the show, you know, and that's when I sprinkle a gospel in there. I'll sprinkle a rare tune that Elvis sang, and or, you know, a cover that Elvis did, you know, and it works. It really works. And that to me is the funnest part, is creating the song list, set list.
Well, and that's one of the things that's kind of fun about Elvis's music, too, is, you know, way back in the day, and we're talking a few years ago now, you know, he was one of the few artists. There were others as well, but he was one of the few artists that was kind of blending genres and creating something new.
Yeah, he really was. He really was a pioneer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your show. You've been pretty busy, I assume. You do a lot of traveling to put on these performances?
I do. I've been, I travel a lot. I travel just about every weekend. So, we usually sit around the Midwest. We're probably from Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, South Dakota, that kind of area. We got a nice little circuit that we do, so we're constantly pretty busy. Dad's my manager, so he keeps his books probably about between 90 to 100 shows a year.
Yeah, it is a family affair. I do know that. We've seen some of the shows here that have been performed here locally before, and you always get a good following, and it seems like you get some folks who kind of follow you around a little bit, too. You got some regular fans.
Yeah, I got some crazy fans, and they bring me so much happiness.
It's nice to know that you have folks that are that loyal to continue. Talk about the way that you have your show has grown over time. I'm sure you approach it differently, and the show is a little different now than it was when you first started doing this.
Yeah, the show absolutely grows, just like anything else. You know, you're constantly wanting to be better and constantly wanting to do different things, and you know, you want the crowd to come into a different experience every single time, whether it's, you know, new equipment or it's a new lighting or a new sound or, you know, a new show, a new set list, new costume. I mean, it's constantly changing.
Yeah, and that, I guess, is it difficult to keep the show fresh? I mean, you're doing music that most folks have heard before. And, you know, there's no new Elvis music. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
You know, how do you keep it fresh without just, you know, repeating over and over again?
The way to keep it fresh is, you know, it just kind of, again, just kind of go with instinct. It's all instinct, because I think, you know, if, you know, if I'm feeling like I'm going to do leather today, and then, you know, about 2 hours before the show, I'll change it and I'll say, you know, this feels more like a 50s crowd. You know, it feels like more of a rocking crowd or more of a storytelling crowd, and we'll change the show. So a lot of it has to do with instinct. But keeping it fresh is very difficult, like you said, because, I mean, we do about 30 songs in the show, and then, you know, half the songs are sort of staple songs. You know, like I said, you kind of have to do those songs in there, and so your wiggle room is very tight. Me and my sister, who runs all the sound and tech, we're always sort of coming up with creative ways to do different things. You know, we have a screen that we put up there, you know, and so we're always looking for new Elvis images or new motion loops. And so, it's consistently changing.
Yeah, I mean,
and that is the challenge. You know, that's the challenge.
Sure. You know? Sure. Well, you know, you want to put some of yourself into the show, but also remembering that people are coming there to get the Elvis experience.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Yeah.
And that's a part of the challenge all the time. Well, this is called Joseph Hall's Elvis Rock and Remember Tribute. What will this particular show feature? I assume some of the classics, some of the ones they'll know, and you've got some special things there too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we'll feature, you know, all the different eras of Elvis, and, you know, we'll definitely feature all some teddy bears and scarves, and, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. We'll throw some gospel in there. So, I mean, it's just a whole collective of music from Elvis, and it's going to be great for the Elvis fan.
Sure. Do you have a part of Elvis's career, some of the music that you enjoy most?
My favorite Elvis is the Vegas Elvis. I love Jumpsuit Elvis. I really do. I think, you know, to go back through and look at all that footage, you know, from anywhere from 1970 to 77, I mean, he was just amazing, and the jumpsuits and the concerts and the sold out arenas and the band and the orchestra. I mean, it was just so huge. It was so huge, and it just blows my mind.
I got to ask you, are the jumpsuits actually comfortable?
Oh, they really are. If I could, I'd wear a jumpsuit every day.
Well, you might get some strange looks walking down Main Street, but that's okay,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very true.
All right, the show coming up on Saturday, April 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. And you can get your tickets online. Go to wilsonartscenter.org to order your tickets. You can also get them just by calling the box office at 712-623-3138. $30 for adults, $20 for students, the cost of the tickets, and you're going to enjoy the show. Joseph, what do you hope folks come away from your show with?
You know, I hope the older folks, you know, I hope I trigger some memories for them, and for the younger folks, I hope, you know, I give them something that they want to go Google. You know, they want to go find out more about Elvis, and I hope I can do that for them.
Excellent. Joseph Hall's Elvis Rock and Remember Tribute. Again, April 15th, 7:30 p.m., the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. Still tickets available. Don't wait till you get there and get them at the door. Get them ahead of time. Make sure you get your seat. Joseph, thank you so much for the time here today, and hey, have a great show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I certainly appreciate it.